Welcome to today's episode of Inside Bayou Podcast. On today's episode, I'll be hosting a very good friend of mine. He's a 2-time Sprite Ball winner. Sprite Ball is, let me see, the biggest basketball tournament in Ghana. So he's one of the best basketball players who have ever played in that tournament. He's a lover of basketball. He loves basketball so much. And he's also a big lover of Jesus and also the work of God in general. And on today's episode, he'll be sharing his testimony, his story with us. And also, he'll be telling us about how we can bear the image of the heavenly. In other words, how we can represent Jesus Christ in every sphere of life or wherever we find ourselves. In such a time where we find ourselves, it's very necessary that we are equipped with the necessary knowledge to represent Jesus fully wherever we find ourselves. So I'm very sure this episode is going to be a blessing to your life and you would enjoy it. So welcome to today's episode of Inside Bayou Podcast. And as I said earlier, on today's episode, I'm hosting a friend. We've been friends since high school, and he's been a wonderful person over the years. He was a sports prefect back in school. So, yeah, today I have with me Daniel Owusu. Daniel, welcome to Inside Bayou Podcast.
All right. Thank you very much, man of God, for having me today.
So, Daniel, when we were in school, we knew you to be a very good basketball player. You actually won 2 Sprite Ball competitions, yeah, 2-time Sprite Ball winner. And we all expected you to play in the NBA, probably most of your fans, right after school. But then we see you very zealous for the Lord. What actually stirred up your zeal for the Lord with so much intensity, if I should say?
All right, so thank you again. So, as the Bible said that man has his own plans. I had my own plans, what I really wanted to do. I had my own passions growing up. And back in SHS, those who were around realized that it was only basketball. And I believe that I don't also want to take the basketball for granted, because God has also done some wonderful things through basketball with my life. And I believe that there are times and then there are seasons for everything. So personally, I believe that was the season for it. But then growing up, God also had some other plans for me. I don't want to say that the basketball was not part of the plans for God, but then it was a plan for that time. This is another time, and I believe that I'm just walking in the will of God, and this is what he has for me now. So yeah, in it.
Wow, interesting. That's a wonderful testimony. We really loved seeing you those times when you had a boy and were giving all the fans, Charlie. It was a wonderful time. So today we'll be discussing about bearing the image of the heavenly. And it's a very interesting topic. Even the name, the title alone is a whole something on its own. So what actually is bearing the image of the heavenly?
Okay, so you see, Christianity is really about discovering who you are. Discovering who you are. And I realize that a lot of people have identity crisis. They don't really know who they are. In quotes, they don't really know who they are. And that's where the religion comes in. Not knowing who you are. But the Bible has really explained to us who we are. That it's not like we just become believers so that we miss hell and then we get to heaven. As wonderful as it is, it's just, I believe that, and it is so in the Bible, that it's just a change of identity. We have become new people. Bible said that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. So there's an image we are bearing right now. And I believe that if we really come to understand this, it will help our Christian life.
All right, powerful. So there is truly an image we are building right now, and it's very important we get to that understanding. And so I was still on the same topic about bearing the image of the heavenly, which you are speaking about identity crisis and how well we have to know who we are in Christ. And so how then can we discover our identity in Christ?
Okay, so I want us to read something from the book of James chapter 1 verse 23.
All right. James chapter 1 verse 23.
So I want to open it.
All right. Okay. All right.
So James chapter 1 verse 23. So James was talking and he said, "But be ye doers of the word, mm-hmm. and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholds himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, mm-hmm. he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." So the apostle of God James was talking about the fact that he was comparing them a mirror we know to another mirror, which is the word of God. So from the scripture, we realize that there are two mirrors: the mirror we know we look through, and then the word of God. And he said that the one we look through, it's like we all know that, I believe that this morning when you look at yourself through the mirror, you just try it. The moment you go away, you forget who you are. That's how amazing it is that you don't even know who you are. It's a mirror that tells you who you are. So there's no person who also knows himself. From this scripture, we know that nobody knows himself. The mirror tells you who you are. That's why it's very dangerous to look at somebody and then see yourself in the person. The only person you can see yourself is Christ, because there are only two mirrors: Christ, the perfect mirror, and the one you look through. Whenever you look at anyone, you see, when you came on earth and you realized that everybody was having three legs, you would have wished that the two you have is not enough. Why? Because you look through a wrong mirror. Wow. You look through a wrong mirror.
Wow.
So, but then the thing is that he has given us a mirror we can look through. And when we look through that mirror, we see who we are. You may be thinking that, oh, you are not nice, you are not beautiful, ha! But look into the mirror. Who told you are not beautiful? That's even the first question. It was the mirror you looked through this morning that told you that you are not beautiful, or the person you looked at that told you that you are not beautiful. That person was a wrong mirror. Perhaps even the mirror you are looking through is a wrong mirror. But the Bible gives us a good mirror, a perfect mirror. But Bible calls it the perfect mirror of liberty. It's amazing how a mirror can actually liberate. A mirror can actually liberate. There is a mirror that liberates. That's the mirror of God. When you look into that mirror, you come to know who you are. And that's where your confidence in life is. So when as we discuss this, you come to know the very image which God has actually made you. And when you start to walk in that light, that is it.
Yeah, so as you were saying, there's a mirror that liberates.
That liberates.
Wow. A mirror that liberates. And it's more than a mirror we have in our bedrooms and in the bathrooms and where we find ourselves. And more than our front cameras on the phone. Wow. Because even sometimes your own your own front, your own selfie or your own mirror can put you in bondage, because you can look at yourself in a mirror and be like, hey, whose child is this? And you are like, you are now shy to go out because before you are not looking good enough. Mm. But then there's a mirror whereby when you see it, you are willing to step outside and preach the good news about Jesus.
Man of God, have you realized that those days where we used to have these phones with bad camera quality, right? Even that one, we saw it to be a good camera.
Yeah.
When we take the picture, we want the whole world to look at it. Now, take the same pictures, compare with the iPhones we are using now. Mm-hmm. You realize that, what kind of picture is this? This was the same picture you were celebrating with.
Powerful, very true.
But now you realize that there's as technology.
But right now you realize that even people are going on Facebook. The old ones, not the 2000 children. Mm. Those who were born in 90s, 80s, who use those Nokia 3310 and Motorola to upload their pictures. People are going on Facebook and things to remove their old pictures.
Mm.
Because when they look at that picture and they look at the new iPhone, they've seen a better mirror.
Mm.
And it's now degrading the other pictures. So it's like, this picture there is not nice again. So we have to take it off. What you are saying is a very powerful revelation.
Image is, identity is very important.
Mm-hmm.
Identity is very, very, very important. It's very vital in every believer's life. That we should just come to know that it's an identity we have been given. He said, you see, it's Bible said that God. Okay, so Bible said that, you see, in the book of Genesis, God said that let us make man in our own image and after our likeness. So it all starts with identity. It all starts with identity. The first time we heard about man, the next thing we heard was what? Image, identity. When you come to know yourself, that is it. And coming to know yourself, I believe that it's not a one-day work. You see, the Bible said that, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, it's not a day's work. It's not an hour work. It's not an overnight work. It's not like Baba, you want to chew. No.
It's a continuous process. Wow.
It's a continuous process. And look at it. Have you realized that when you were young, right? You see, it's amazing how that it looks like our yesterday picture is not even good. Why? The more we take more pictures of ourselves, the more we know that something about us is so changing. So it's not really that, you see, this is it. It's not really like that. Okay, in the physical, it looks like you are growing, but in the spiritual, it's not like you were 2 years yesterday and tomorrow you'll be what? 3. The next day you'll be 4. No. But in the spiritual, if you are a giant, you have been giant all this while. But the thing is this. You have not discovered the heights in terms of the giant. I don't know if you understand. It's not like your physical growth, which is one leg. You were about 3 feet. Now you are 5 feet.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it's just a discovery of
who you are already. Wow.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
So if...
If you were 5 feet tall, you are five feet tall. You are not adding some.
But
you are now discovering that you are five feet tall. That you have 6 packs.
Mm.
That you have a muscular arm. You are now seeing who you actually are.
Thank you. So So maybe the one you saw yesterday, you saw only 3 feet. It doesn't mean that you are only 3 feet.
Mm.
When you look to today, you realize that it's actually 4 feet, and you'll be shocked that. Tomorrow, when you look at it, you realize that you are not really 4 feet tall, but you're actually 5.
Mm.
So the more you look, the more you realize that there is what? More.
Yeah.
Do you get it? And This is it. So if you are talking about look, obviously we are talking about looking at Jesus. Bible said that looking unto Jesus, it's amazing. He also tells us who we should look at. He never said that look at your friend. He never said that look at your mom.
Yeah.
Nor your dad.
Yeah.
You may look like your dad, but you are not the one. He's not the one you're supposed to look at. Do you get it? There is a perfect mirror Bible has given us. And as you said, it liberates. When we come to look at Christ, there's this comfort we have. There is this, you see, it's amazing to come to see that you are like Christ.
Yeah.
Do you get it? Like when Christ comes right now, physically to you, you realize that you are identical twins.
Wow.
So you see, what God is really, where God is really calling us into, you see, Bible said that so we all
what you said, what you said is very powerful, that we are identical twins with Christ. It's a very, very deep something.
Man of God, let's look at Hebrews. Let's go to the book of Hebrews. So Bible talked about something from the book of Hebrews chapter 2 verse 11. He said that, let me start from the verse 10. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory. So look at the thing. The thing is this. The whole thing about this whole thing was that we lost a glory, and now there is a restoration of the glory. There's a restoration of the glory. So he said that, Bible said that for all have sinned and we are falling short of the glory of God. So it's just a restoration of a particular glory. So he said that, for it became him for whom are all things, and by whom all things, in bringing many sons unto glory. So if even you look at in the book of Romans, where Bible talk about the fact that he predestinated us, conform us to the image, that I want us to go there. So when we even look at something from the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 30, he said that, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. So the end of the matter is what? A glorification.
Wow.
A glory we lost from the Garden of Eden is a restoration. So Hebrews talked about the fact that bringing many sons into glory. And then here, the end of justification is what? Glorification.
Glory.
So it's a glorification. Christ came to actually glorify us. And that glorification is actually an image.
Wow.
That glorification is actually an image. An image he came to give us. An image he gave unto us.
And the image is Christ.
And the image is Christ.
Powerful.
And the image is Christ. And this is what we really want to talk about. We really want to talk about. So we'll talk about this image. See, but before, I really want to even read something from the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1. Bible said that God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophet, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he is appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Who being, look at the image of the person you are coming to talk about, who being the brightness of his glory. Have you realized that the glory is also here again? Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. So now we know that the brightness of the glory of the Father is Christ, and the express image. So these two is who we really are, and this is what we really want to come, really want to talk about.
So we are actually the brightness.
We are actually the express image of him, and then the brightness of his glory.
Wow.
As I told you, you said that he was bringing many sons into glory.
Yeah.
And this particular glory, he actually showed a little of it in the book of Luke chapter 9. Mm-hmm. From that's where the transfiguration. So the transfiguration is just something he wanted to tell us about an image, which he, you see,
like the transfiguration was like a trailer.
It was a trailer.
Trailer of God's glory to us. Powerful.
So
powerful.
And when we even look at the transfiguration, right?
Mm-hmm.
The main purpose for the transfiguration was actually the resurrection. So there's something wonderful Luke said.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at Luke chapter 9 from the verse 28, Bible said that, and it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter, John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. Look at the Bible. And as he prayed, we'll even come there. Yeah, we'll come here again.
All right.
But say that the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory. Look at the glory is also appearing here again, and speak of his disease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem.
Wow.
Look at the discussion they were talking about here. His disease, his dead body, his resurrection. So what the men actually came to do was that they came to talk about his resurrection, so that Moses represents his death and Elijah represents his what? His resurrection. So this whole image thing we are talking about, right? It's really after the resurrection. So we bear the image after the resurrection.
Wow.
So in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, it talked about the fact that it said we should know no man after the flesh.
Yeah.
Though we knew Christ in the flesh, thus we know him no longer.
So knowing Christ, we should no longer know Christ in the flesh.
In the flesh again.
Even though we knew him in the flesh.
Yes.
Wow.
Now we should know him, what? After the resurrection. And that's where he said, the next verse said, if a man is in Christ, he is a new creation. So
wow.
This new creation is not Christ after the flesh, but Christ
after the spirit.
After the spirit. That's the resurrection.
Powerful.
And that was what they spoke about here in Luke chapter 19. In Luke chapter 9. Bible said they talked about his disease. That then the disease there is what? His death.
His death.
And then his resurrection.
Okay.